You have your Bibles, Mark chapter 1 is where we'll start. We'll move around a little bit, but mostly be there. Five actions for 2020. It was six actions, but I combined one of them. So it'll be a shorter sermon. Less points anyway, so we'll see about short. Oh, I didn't change the Bible page number. It was going to be from Genesis. Lisa leaves on Thursday, and a lot happens in my brain between Thursday and Sunday. Not all of it productive, but we're not going to do Genesis today. Another time. So the book of Mark, scholars believe, was the first of the four Gospels, written. Mark was a companion of Peter's, and so he got his information from Peter. Mark's primary audience was the Greek church, not the Jewish church, and so he's pretty abrupt. If we were going to study through Mark's gospel, which we aren't going to, probably. We'll notice Mark's favorite term was immediately. This happened and then immediately. He's a Nike kind of guy. I mean, he wants to get stuff done. Mark starts his gospel with John the Baptist. Matthew and Luke and John start their gospels with the birth of Jesus. But Mark starts his gospel with John the Baptist. And when we study the Bible, when I study the Bible, I come to it with different approaches. One approach is to study it as this was intended when it was written, as a history. It's kind of a history. This is what happened, so that people who lived after that time, like us, would know what happened during the time of Jesus. And so we're going to read it through that way, but then sometimes I like to go back and say, there's some takeaway points here for me to apply to my life, and I'm going to pull five out of that we could think about taking action on in this new year. But first I want to read what Mark wrote about that historical event. The beginning of the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, I will send you my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message. After me comes one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And then there's a section about the baptism and testing of Jesus. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn apart, open, and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." At once the Spirit sent him, Jesus, out into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals and angels attended him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. Jesus calls his first disciples. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him. When they had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. That was a historical event, the beginning of the good news about Jesus. We're familiar with that. Still sometimes important to go back and think about it. But then from that, I drew some actions that I can apply to my life, that I can practice, that I can do something about in 2020. And so I'll share those, and you can think about them. Maybe they'll be helpful to you. It seems that in the Bible, it tends to be forward-looking. God tends to be forward-looking, and God tends to ask us to be forward-looking optimistically. Not so much that unrealistically optimistically, but realistically optimistically. In the beginning, well, I mean, and we'll get to that in a minute. Realistically, optimistically, I mean, you know what? Jeez. In the beginning, the good news. That's how Mark started. Well, think about last week in Genesis 1. What was it? In the beginning, God. It's always in the beginning. Beginning is a start of something. And always there's that beginning, that start, that looking forward. Do we have that, Tony? That clip? Tony's going to play a clip for us that will say it in a way that I enjoy.
But as good as you've been, you're not as good as the people in my church. I mean, yeah, you got to preach to a black congregation to know what good is, you see. I mean, in a black church, good or bad, they let you know. One time I was preaching in my church and nothing was happening. Ever you feel a preacher just dying on his feet? I was about three quarters of the way through the sermon and some lady in the back yelled, "Help him, Jesus! Help him, Jesus!" And I knew it wasn't going well. You know what I mean? I just knew it wasn't going well. Likewise, when you're really on in my church, they let you know, because the deacons sit right up front, and whenever you say something good, they go crazy. They yell, "Preach, brother! Preach, man! Preach, preach!" Man, when they say preach, I go. And the women in my church, they do this. Whenever you say something good, they put one hand in the air, and they go, well, when you get a well, your hormones bubble. And the men out there in the congregation, they do something special. You say something super, the men yell, "Keep going, brother! Keep going! Keep going!" You don't get that from a white audience. White audience is always yelling, "Stop! Stop!" You know what I mean? It was my turn to preach. And I got up, and I want to tell you people, I was good. And they started coming on, and the more they came on, the better I got. And the better I got, the more they came on, I got better and better. I got so good, I wanted to take notes on me. I came to the end of that message, that place went bananas. I mean, it went crazy. I sat down, my pastor squeezed my knee, he said, "You did all right, boy." I hated when he calls me boy. And I turned to him and I said, Pastor? He said, yeah. I said, you're going to be able to top that? He said, son, you sit back, because the old man is going to do you in. I didn't figure anybody could do me in that day, but the old guy got up and he did me in. With one line, for an hour and a half, he preached one line over and over again. Here's the line. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Now, that doesn't rot your socks out, but you should have heard him do it. Started nice and soft. You know, we're all there, and he started with, it was Friday. It was Friday, and my Jesus is dead on the tree. But that's Friday. Sunday's a-coming. Somebody yelled, preach, brother, preach. And he started, Friday. Friday, Mary's crying her eyes out. The disciples are running in every direction like sheep without a shepherd. But that's Friday. Friday. Sundays are coming. Man, they're beginning to pick up now. We were going, well, keep going. Friday. Friday, those are looking at the world and saying, as things have been, so they shall be. You can't change nothing in this world. You can't change nothing in this world. But they didn't know. It was only Friday. Sundays are coming. You're getting on to it. Try one more time here. Friday. Friday, them forces that oppress the poor and keep people down. Them forces that destroy people. Them forces is in control. And they're going to rule. But they don't know. It's only Friday.
Rachel.
We'll de-hunkatize you yet. We really will. Friday! Sundays are coming! You're on to it. We'll do it one more time, okay? Just one more time. Friday! Friday, people are saying, darkness is going to rule the world. Sadness is going to be everywhere, but they don't know it's only Friday. Sundays are coming. You do feel better, don't you? He kept on doing that for an hour and a quarter, hour and a half, one line over and over again. Friday, Sunday's coming. Friday, Sunday's coming. Friday, Sunday's coming. He came to the end of the message. I was exhausted. He just yelled at the top of his lungs, Friday! And all 1,500 of us yelled, Sundays are coming! People, that's the good news. When we take the gospel seriously, this is what will happen. Our psychological needs will begin to be met. Our capacity to love will be developed. Our appreciation of the miraculous will cause us to expect great things from God. And the Spirit of God that possesses us will motivate us to give ourselves to those who are suffering in a way that we have failed to do up to this day. And when all of that happens, this is the good news. This is the very good news. That even though this world is rotten as it is right now, we know it's only Friday!
Friday!
I think anything I said from here on will be anticlimactic. And you might not remember what he said. And you might not think about it for a week or a year or two. And so I think maybe I'm just going to quit right here. Because everything that we face in life, that message is real. And in 2020, some things will be hard. Some things won't be hard. Life is always a mixed bag. That's why I say I look forward optimistically, but realistically. Optimistically, because I know the end of the story. Not like I've been there, but I believe what I've read about it. And I know God is present and will help us through everything. And not everything will be bad. And the good almost always outweighs the bad if we weighed it on a scale. But the scale doesn't mean much on a bad day. But what Tony Campolo said in a very colorful and entertaining way is true. Whatever today brings, whatever Friday is, at the end of the day, Sunday's coming. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for people who can communicate like Tony Campolo and the messages that you give. But more importantly than that, Lord, thank you so much for the promise that you give us that we can look forward knowing that you are with us today and you will be with us tomorrow. And at the end of the day, Lord, with you we win. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.